Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholder in His Glory, and yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCD Radio. Now, more this week as we continue to look at losing our self-life so that Christ can be formed within us. Jesus tells us in Matthew 16:25, "For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life," now notice, "for my sake, shall find it." My friend, at the same measure, no more, no less, we lose our life for Christ's sake, that same measure we shall find it. God always works at the same measure. Did you know that? In Matthew 6:12, Jesus said, "And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors." This is a wonderful spiritual principle to remember when dealing with money and especially with personal relationships. Because forgiveness, my friend, is a thing of the heart. As a person goes on with Christ, now open up your spirit here real wide, losing our life should become less and less an issue that we fear. Wow, let me say that again. The more we go on with the Lord, losing our life, the less and less there should be an issue in our life. And more an issue we should desire. If this is not you, my friend, then your self-life is probably alive and well and taking you away from knowing the Lord. Now, desiring more and more to lose our life is not because we enjoy suffering. If we do enjoy suffering, then we have it all wrong. And yes, the cross is not enjoyable, but the reason we come to desire to lose our lives is because we are beginning to see Jesus. We come to agree with Paul that the suffering of this present time cannot be compared to the glory that will be revealed in us. This design by God and of the cross, those dealings and judgments in our life, those difficult and painful times, those cold and prickly attitudes in us, are inward signs of the work of the cross being applied to our lives. Now, you know, God knows our frame. He knows us better than we know ourselves, and He knows what it will take to get our attention and slow us down to where we can hear from Him. So He has picked out a cross, a specific cross for us. Not because He hates us or He wants to see us suffer. Oh no, my friend. God picks out a cross of despair and frustration so that we can lose our self-life. Then Christ can be formed in us. Through the cross, we will lose ourself, and the more of our self-love and our self-life, the less and less we will be governed by it. And my friend, this will not, repeat, not be a matter of discovering a new theology or hearing a new teaching to tickle our ears or even buying the latest and greatest self-help book. Rather, it will be a matter of us coming into the reality of the cross of Jesus Christ and the power of His resurrection. If we actually experience the power of the cross, then the cross will break our self-life. Let me say that again. If we actually experience the power of the cross, then the cross will break our self-life. It will set us free from our old life, and we will be set free unto the new life that God desires to put in us. Yet this is all about knowing Him. You know, it's not that the cross does things to us, oh no, or it makes us a different creation apart from Christ. No, rather, it is by losing our lives, setting aside our desires, our hopes, and our plans for His sake, for His cause, and for His purposes, that we can come to see and come to know Him indeed. The new life that we discover in Christ Himself. We gain a new consciousness of Christ within. Christ is being formed in us now, and we grow in Christ from there. So this is not, repeat, not merely about experiences. Oh no, it is not, repeat, not about teaching. Now, doctrine and teaching, you know, is important here. But it is not, repeat, not about self-improvement. No, it's not. or even self-esteem or personal development, as most, if not all, of the TV preachers and teachers keep drumming into the church. Neither is it about having your best life now or becoming a better you like Joel Osteen spouts. No, instead, this is about the cross of Jesus Christ setting us free from all of that kind of garbage so that Christ, who died for us on the cross, can be formed in us. Most Christians and some believers I know have great difficulty understanding the difference between knowing a teaching about Christ and knowing Christ himself. Let me say that again. Most Christians and some believers I know have a great difficulty of understanding the difference between knowing a teaching about Christ and knowing Christ himself. Now, that is usually because most Christians do not know Christ. And why? Because it is difficult. And therefore, we settle for the teaching about him and think that we have it. But God wants us to experience the Christ whom the teaching speaks of. He wants us to move into the reality of the truth and not just settle for the statement of truth found in the doctrine. My friend, there is a huge difference between knowing what Galatians 4:19 says and actually having Christ formed in you. Now, here's a wonderful godly principle that will help us and really summarizes the entire meaning by which God will form Christ in us. Now, notice I said, which God will form Christ in us. Not Christ will form Christ in us, but God forming Christ in us. Not the Holy Spirit forming Christ in us. Oh no, God forming Christ in us. So here is the divine spiritual principle. Death equals life equals light. In short, if we lose our life for the sake of Christ into the hands of God, then we will find Christ in a living way. Christ then will be formed in us. And if Christ is formed in us, then we will know Jesus. And he will have, and then we will have the light and the truth that is found in Jesus Christ. If we are saved, we got that way by receiving Christ into our heart and into our life, to include our relationships, our work, our business, and everything. Thus, Christ is in us. Wow. Colossians 1:27 talks of that. From that point, God wants to form, he wants to develop, he wants to mature the Christ more in us. He wants us to be set free from ourself, first then from the world. 1 John 2:15 says, love not this world, nor the things in it, and then to come into the reality of knowing Jesus and the reality of walking in the knowledge of him. God wants us to find the true life of Christ. Wow, God wants us to find the true life of Christ. It is from that all-out obedience and all Christian ministry is supposed to emerge. All Christian ministry is supposed to emerge out of coming to know Christ. Wow. God is not trying to change our nature, our sex, or even our personality. Neither is God changing us, changing our flesh, or changing our personality to be more like Jesus Christ. Oh no. God is not conforming us or changing apples to oranges, the apples, the old flesh, to those oranges, that new life. Oh no. God is forming Christ in us. He is giving us new apples, that new life, as the old apples, the old man, the old flesh will fall away as we go ahead and receive those, you know, those new apples. He is doing exactly what Galatians 4:19 says, simply what the Word of God implies, Christ in us, the hope of glory, Colossians 1:27. But okay, if God can form Christ in us, only if God can form Christ in us, then that will happen. And that's our choice. Next week, we will begin to look at the spiritual troubles of the Galatians when Paul wrote to them in Galatians 4:19. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, trusting that, you know, this is making sense and you're tuning in and you're really opening up your spirit and you're allowing the Holy Spirit to minister the truth. It's not about going to church. It's not about religion. Most Christians are religious and they're lost and they know not a loving God. And then they wonder why they're so frustrated. Well, I say, come into the waters. Learn to love Jesus Christ and allow God to change your life. God bless. We will talk to you all next week. And just have a truly wonderful week. God bless. Amen.